Bro.
I thought you had it on.
I'm on now. I have notes here that I studied for about a 6-hour class. And that wouldn't even do it just. I just want to warn you right now.
Amen.
I want to warn you right now that he will be coming for a sin. Don't believe me?
You're on any computer. Any?
One of these things.
Yeah, I see. Good.
Today, our society has fallen so much that we have no respect for anybody else. We have no respect for each other. It's very easy for us to turn around and blame someone else. It's very easy for us to say that he offended me. Right now, I'm one of the most hated objects there is in America. Why? I'm an old white male who's been in the military and the Boy Scouts, who believes in God, who is an evangelical, and I got short hair. I can do it. Because I know where all that is coming from. I know that I have an enemy that stands before the throne room night and day and says, did you see what Buck just did? Did you hear what he just said? Do you see what he's thinking? Enemy that his sole purpose is to destroy me.
Why is it cutting in and out?
I don't know. Why?
Is it plugged in, Buck, all the way?
I'm plugged in.
Because it cuts in and out.
Why?
Will be.
Hear me now? What was my question? Why? What was that question before that? Why would he hate me? He does hate everyone.
That's right.
But the reason why he hates everyone is because God so loved us. God so loved us that he sent his son. God so loved us because we weren't the first creation. First creation was Eden. There in the garden, Satan was already in a fallen state. Are in the wrong state. There was war in heaven before. Talks about the king of Tyre. He was a literal king, but says, thou art the anointed sure. But when did that happen? The day was past. This kingdom fell. He became corrupt. He's cast out. Him and a third of the host of the heavens. And God created us. And he gave us a choice. He made three normal agents. Put the tree there. No, don't touch that tree. That's the tree. Did they die that day? Oh, yeah. Took a little while for the body to catch up. They died that day. But God so loved us that he's made a way for us to be. And when someone truly chooses to love you, that's the best love, isn't it? You have to force someone to love you. That's slavery. Isn't it? When someone comes and says, I love you, and is willing to do whatever it takes to prove that love to you, love. I remember the first time I told my wife I love her. She kind of looked at me cockeyed. But it didn't take long for me to tell her that. I knew the very first time I saw her that I was going to marry her. She didn't know me that I had eight. And I gave her plenty of reason to because I could just sneak up behind her. God, I can't walk behind her. She back up into me and say something in Spanish, which I'm sure wasn't right. But I persisted. I persisted to pursue my wife. Just as Christ persisted in pursuing us. Just as God persisted in pursuing us. There's a time coming very soon when we think it's bad now, it's going to be even worse. Just make sure it's right on. Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise, and five were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise ones, the wise took oil in their vessels with the lamps. And when the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at the midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us your oil for the lamps, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise answered, not so. At least there not be enough for us and you. But go ye to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And when they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, and went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterwards came the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for ye know neither night, neither day, nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Who are the 10 virgins? Who are the 10 virgins? The church, the body. And there's people who go to church every day. And some people go to church once a month. Some people go to church once a year or a decade. But there are those that will sit front row center anytime the door is open. Die and go to hell. Why? Because they don't have the equipment. They don't have the Holy Spirit living in them. They say they're Christian. They can act like Christian. But they never truly accept God into their heart. They're more busy doing the things than worshiping the King. Now, the things you got to get done. But when it totally consumes you, who are you worshiping? Who are you doing it for? I say to you today that you're doing it for yourself, and you may look good in front of other people. I say to you to this day, today, that it makes you feel good. You get your reward here on earth. Whereas your reward is supposed to be sent up to heaven. Verse 13. Watch therefore, being ye not, ye know neither the day nor the hour. What's the Son of Man coming? There's a Jewish idiom. You know what an idiom is? It's like saying it's Catholic. It's fighting with cats and dogs. There's other idioms like that, but it's the same. And the Jewish saying, idiom, for the day that no one knows, happens to be the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feast of Trumpets, there's 7 feasts that the Hebrews celebrate. They're appointed times of meeting. 4 have already been completed. 3 more to go. Christ has already completed 4 of them. Passover. Feast of Unleavened Bread. Feast of First Fruits. The 3 of the left are trumpets, atonement, tabernacles. Now, the Feast of Trumpets is also known as Rosh Hashanah. That's the beginning of the Jewish New Year, the religious New Year. That's usually in September or October, sometime somewhere around there. And the reason why they say it's a day no one knows is because it takes up to 72 hours to know which day it is. The high priest of the temple will take 2 of the lower priests and say, you go to the west, and you go to the east. And you go out so many leagues, and you go out there and stand and wait for the moon. When the moon comes up here, it's supposed to come up. If you don't see it, this guy may still see a sliver of the moon. Or the other way around. A new moon is when you see no moon. In history, the longest time our calendars were based on a lunar cycle. So the day that no one knows is depending on that new moon. And that new, that going of those stars, the sun has to be in the constellation Virgo, mother known as the Virgin. And the sun has to be towards her head. Now the moon has to be at her feet. If you go out to any observatory, and they show you the stars and the movements and how you can track them and everything else, you can track it pretty well. Now we just celebrated Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah a couple weeks ago, but we really didn't. Because according to the observatories, it's not until next month around the 10th when it's actually in that position. So we can know the day. And the hour. We talked about midnight a lot. But the actual day, no one knows. It could be next month. It could be next year. Back in chapter 24 of Matthew, there's a lot of stuff in there that says what's going on. When he was asked, when the end time will be, the second time will be. Starting about verse 3. And he sat upon the mount of Olives, and his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? How many times have you asked that or heard that? Man, they got a whole series. Left Behind. Ever read Left Behind or seen the movies? Unfortunately, one of the main characters' name was Buck. And I said, okay, well, Kirk Campbell was looking pretty good to play Buck's all the way to that. And Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Ye shall see that ye are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, and pestilence, and earthquakes, and devices in the what? In word places. That's what we're talking about. And these are the beginnings of sorrow. They shall deliver you up, be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all the nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offered, and shall be betrayed one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets will rise and shall deceive many. Because iniquity shall wax, because iniquity shall abound, love of many shall wax cold. That's pretty tight thing to say. Pastor Raphael was telling us about a church where the pastor says that if you're born again Christian and you're already in Christ, you don't belong in this church. Go somewhere else. They want people to come in and get them converted. I do believe my Lord said, make ye disciples.
Yes, Lord.
And teach them.
And
show them the way.
Yes, Lord.
Show them my law. Show them what I do. Show them this. Now, you're going to do that if you have the people come in and say, okay, you're already born again, you need to go down the street. What kind of is that?
Hell.
That's the world today. Send us your money and your prayers. Did you ever hear that, how they do that? Never your prayers and money. Always finish your money. Any prayers. We've got a dedicated team that 24 hours will pray over these things. Maybe so, maybe not. Churches today do so much to be an entertainment gallery. Let me entertain you. Declare? I couldn't pull off the cake. What is it we come to church for?
Praise and worship.
It's open forum.
Praise God.
What?
Fellowship.
Fellowship. That's an interesting word. Fellowship. It means a bunch of fellows in the same chair. That's exactly what it means.
To learn God's word.
It means that you should be all rowing the same together. Instead of one half going left, the other half going right, all you're going to do is go around a circle. Eventually you're going to start a drain and you're going to go all the way down. We come to church to worship our God.
Amen.
Do we have to do it in this building? Do we have to do it in church? No. We can worship God wherever we're at. In the car driving down the road, 90 miles an hour, 80 miles, 70 miles an hour.
At work.
That's really our place to worship God. A lot of times that's one of the most important places to worship God. But the very most important place to worship God?
Amen.
Our heart. In your home.
Yes.
Your casa. Your dwelling. Your crib. Whatever you want to call it. That's the most important place to worship God.
That's right.
Especially if you have kids. Grandkids. I don't think anybody here has great grandkids. And great grandkids. That's where we should worship God the most. We should do it indeed. You know, I've said this before, we all have heard it. Then once you profess to be a Christian, especially out in the outside world, they have their standard of what a Christian should be. If you don't fit that cookie cutter
cutter way of what a Christian should be, you're not a Christian. Or as they like to say,
and you call yourself a Christian.
That one thing, when you blew it. When you got so frustrated because the thing wouldn't work right. When you should have read the instructions first and then put it together. I'm not talking to any of the guys out there, so don't worry about it. Guys, he's coming. He's coming soon. It says that half of us are going to be awake and half of us not. There's an old Jewish saying. Live today as if it was your last. If you knew for certain, 100% certain, that you were going to die at a certain time, how would you act? Crickets.
Same as I do now.
That's a good answer.
It's the truth.
We shouldn't change a thing. We should all be walking right. Y'all should be walking in forgiveness at all times. Not only those who have offended, but of yourself. What did he say? The second command was, love your neighbor as yourself.
Love yourself.
I know a lot of people don't love themselves. They love their neighbors, but they hate themselves. They absolutely hate themselves. I'm too fat, I'm too short, I'm too tall. I've got this, I got that. I ain't got no hair. Can't speak right. On and on and on. I want you to know that God perfectly made you. Could you imagine $1,000? Thank you. This world is not ready for it, or any other world. Each one of you were created individually.
Right.
Even twins are different. What he does for us, give him the son. Provided everything we need. He's provided us the Spirit that each one of y'all receives the full, maximum, 100% of the Holy Spirit. When you said, Jesus, come into my life, I accept you. You were given every tool and everything you need to walk as an overcomer. At that moment,
man,
it says we see through glass dimly now, but when all things are made perfect, and that which is perfect comes, these things shall be done away with. Well, I ain't seen nothing perfect other than Christ. I was still waiting for Him to come. So these things we're still going to do in part. We're still going to do these things. Some people go over and lay hands on people and pray for them, and they will recover. Some people can go over and just listen to people. And that helps. There's all kinds of gifts of the Spirit. Tongues. Healing. Prophecy. One thing you should need to use the most is love.
Amen.
and understanding. And being there for people when they need to be there. There's times that we're so full of places that we just can't meet all our obligations. At that time, you need to ask God, which one do you want me to do? And he'll send you to the person that needs you the most. Last week, I had two friends that ended up in the ICU. Amber Smith. She had some kind of Steven something on her syndrome. Blisters everywhere. She had, I don't know, I have to look on my email or whatever it is, text. In that, she had blisters on the tip of her fingers, side of her mouth, everywhere. When I saw her, she couldn't even talk. All she could do was stick something in her mouth and suck out all the saliva and spit down. She hurt. Her husband's hurt. Prayed with her. Came back the next day, bought her coffee. She was happy to see coffee. She could talk. She was 100% better than she was today.
Amen.
The people prayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I have another friend named Doc. This guy looks like a baby Schwarzenegger. 63 years of age. But he hasn't quite figured out how to use the dye for men. What was that called?
Grecian formula?
Whichever one it is. Not so gray or whatever it is. It's always looked like black sheep polish when he first puts it in. And it takes a while. He had a heart attack. This man goes out and runs 7 days a week. 10, 12, 13 hours a day, helping everybody else. He goes to old folks' home, he goes to hospitals, he does everything. But he didn't take care of himself. Sit home, had dinner, wasn't feeling right, had his little wife come over. Now, this guy, like I said, is like a Schwarzenegger. And his wife is no bigger than a pretzel. She's just a little bitty thing. And he said, when she's trying to move back, it's like a flea. Because she's just going to do it. So he went and laid down. He has 18-foot ceilings in his bedroom. Closed in on. So we need to go to the hospital. Got to the hospital. Doctor said, I walked in. His wife went to park the truck. By the time he walked in, says, I'm having a heart attack. I think I'm having a heart attack. By the time she walked from the parking lot back in, they had him hook up to everything but a battery from the car. Told him he had the thing called the Widowmaker. That's when the artery's at the bottom of the heart is 95% closed. That gets your attention. Real quick. That's when you start using the word, oh God. God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. So now you want to talk to him. Why do you think he makes it rain around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Work days. Because when you're trying at home and it's raining, you start praying. I sit outside a lot and watch people tell me, think it's going to rain? Yep, 4:30. Why is that? Because God's ready for me to pray for him. It's funny, the only time we pray is when something adverse happens. As I told you before, we do King James prayer. Dear Lord, how art thou? I'd be fine. I'll talk it to you that all later. Except when things are going bad, we come in and do that one more prayer. What was that? All together?
Help.
No, 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 no. Like you mean it.
Help!
Help. Oh God, what are you doing to me? Not again. You would. I told you what to do. You didn't listen. As my wife says, we're ahead. And that's it. I'm not truly understanding why most of the time. That's the truth. I don't want to know. God, I know in the morning it's coming soon. There are so many out there that need you. Talk. There's so many out there that you meet every day that goes through your life that you can talk to. Very simple. And he will stop you. And he will make life a bummer for you until you go back and talk to that person. And if you keep dodging that person, he's going to flat put it in front of you. Can't dodge it. I found that when he tells me to go talk to somebody, it's better if I go do it. Because then I'm going to run into that person over and over and over again. And each time, the guilt is going to pile up even higher on me each time I walk away. And I'll have an excuse. I got to be here, I got to be there, I got to do this, I got to do that. Sound like an auctioneer. Hey, better swing. God will put people in your heart. You need to call them. You need to seek them out. Several of you already have people put on your heart now. You have to call and talk to them. My advice to you is to do it. There will come a day that they may not be here anymore. Then you'll really regret not saying what you were supposed to say. And it's really regretful when you know that person died without Christ. That person was given to you to speak to and you didn't. For whatever reason. It's not hard. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Love your God, all your mind, strength, and everything you've got. Secondly, love your neighbors, yourself.
Yes.
You are worthy to be loved. If you weren't, he would have created us in the first place. And also far off my notes, it's good for y'all. I actually got about one page out of about 10. But I'm telling you, he's coming soon. I'm warning you, he's coming soon. Look at everything else going around you. If you don't believe me, read his word. Matter of fact, I'd rather you read his word than believe me anyway. You can see what he says is going on and look around and see what's going on. The politics is absolutely hilarious. Everything else is going on. It's written in the word right here. From the front of the book to the back of the book. It tells us what exactly what we're seeing today. The thing we're going to see. I don't know if you believe in Pre-tribulation, pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib rapture. Me, I'm out of here. Pre. But I'm out of here when he comes. Whether it's pre, mid, or post. I know who my God is, who my Christ is.
Amen.
I am secure in knowing that I am in his hands. Even though I'm a living sacrifice, I can crawl out of his hands. I won't. He has me upon his hand. And he will not let go of me.
Amen to that, brother.
He paid too dear a price for me.
Amen.
And you. To let you go. The precious blood that is spilled. That field of Calvary. The pain that he went through. And when he said paid in full. I was paid in full at that point. He loves each and every one of you. No matter what you think you are, what you've done. And he longs to talk to you. He longs for you to speak to him. You can talk to him just the way that you talk to anybody. Some people you don't talk to him good. But you talk to him in respect. You talk to him the same way. He will hear you. Sometimes the answer is just no. No, you don't need that poor bed. But Lord, Johnny's got one. Tell Johnny to talk to me too. Guys need to talk to me. Some of you guys pray all the time. Some of you guys may get to it. God loves you. God loves each and every one of you. Believe it or not, I love each and every one of you too. Important that you know that. Important that you know that I pray for you. It's important to know that I'm standing right with you guys. If it means the last $20 in my pocket, I'll give you my last $20. It doesn't matter. Good replacement. Usually on the pole. Look around those that are in need, those that are hurting. Take a minute. Touch their life and change it. Take a second to walk in their shoes. Take a second to give them a hug. I used to do the street ministry thing that we learned most. One thing that homes miss more than anything else is human touch. People will touch you. we have leprosy. Reach out to us today. Pray, Lord, right now, that everybody here, that you put someone on their mind so large they cannot miss it. Big screen TV, Lord, just put them in their mind that they need to reach out to and touch, that they need to speak to. Either ask for forgiveness or give them forgiveness or showing them your forgiveness, Father. Father, I ask that you make it an imperative on them to do this, that they're just not comfortable until they've done it. Father, I thank you so much for your word, for its light to me. It's food to me. It strengthens me. Father, I thank you for those that are here, for the congregation here. Lord, I ask that you bless each and every one of them. They're coming and going. And Father, let's look around and see those that are not here today and remind and love them. Reach out to them. Father, let's sing that prayer in your Son Yeshua's name.
Amen. Amen.
Richard, Raphael.